You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. They are forsaking the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. Is it not interesting that when the scripture will warn us about covetousness, about the love of money, he used a prophet? Is it not terrible that the bad example is a prophet? The person who loved money is a prophet. Many of you are wondering today, when we say that, oh, this man is a thief on the pulpit, you are saying, yeah, why are you talking like that? Even the scripture, giving an example, telling us not to love unrighteous mammon, he used a prophet. Should it be a prophet that should love money? But right from the days of Balaam, a prophet, he loved money. Let me tell you, he was hearing God. God spoke through Balaam. In fact, Balaam was one of the first prophets that spoke about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you read his prophecy, they were accurate. They were very accurate, but he loved money. You know that story of Balaam? It scared me as I was starting out in ministry. And brethren, I realized that many people truly, they started right. The love of money is a reality. And the Holy Spirit warned me that if you love money, no matter the revelation I give you, you will use it to preach money. And let me tell you, sometimes it starts very subtle. I started in ministry, just preaching God's word. But as we kept on preaching, the word that we were preaching in itself began to need money. Not me needing money. Now look at it, not me needing money for personal things, but the work itself began to need money. And from needing a few thousands, we began to need millions. Sometimes they were not even coming forth. So I didn't know when it began an issue in my heart that I was beginning to think about money. Where are we going to get money to do this? Lord, when are we going to get money to do this? You know, but one day I had to call myself and said, what are you doing? He has called you to preach his word. You better leave the issue of money. Anything that you can't do because you don't have money, just leave it. Just leave it. God is not going to hold you and say, but you should have taken my message to this place. You should have sent this to this place. If there was no means to do it, he's not going to hold you. So forget about it and just focus on your preaching. And that was when my heart realigned back again. And I said, wow. So if you are not careful, even something that looks legitimate, it's easy that you begin to deviate. You see, it's a little by little, little by little, little by little. I wasn't looking for money for personal needs. It was the work we were doing that was also now needing finance. But I now learned that, no, don't ever bother about it. Don't think about it. Just give yourself to what you are doing. If you have need, take it to God and leave it there. And just focus on whatever is giving you grace to do. So that at no point will your heart begin to go after money. So it's a sad thing that when the scripture will warn us about not loving unrighteous mammon, he used Balaam, a prophet, an accurate prophet. I'm telling you, many, many today, look at what he says, they have forsaken the right way and gone astray. That means they were on the right way. Are you not wondering? Let me tell you, see, mammon is so blinding that you won't know. You see, a man came out recently, said the resurrection of Lazarus was without economic value. It has no economic value. It does not add to national GDP. You don't know what has happened to that man. If you know him, I beg you, pray for him. He's gone. That's how mammon works. I tell you, he himself doesn't know. He himself, he doesn't know.
I had a man recently. He used to be in Benue. I think maybe he has gone to US or somewhere now. He said, oh, that somebody came and said he wants to marry a lady. And he saw that he should not marry that lady. But the person would not listen. So he began to fast. And then something happened. The lady had to go. He now said, if the lady didn't go, that he will add to his fasting, sowing of seed, that he know how to do priesthood. You see, what he has quietly told the congregation is that you can use money to change decisions. You can use money to know the will of God. He has said that quietly. I'm telling you, many of those statements they are making, they are very quiet, very subtle, but it's an indication that their heart has been blinded by money. You will see a man that says he's teaching new creation. He will teach everything new creation when it comes to tithing. The man, he will say everything is Old Testament. This one is Old Testament. Only Christ. But once it comes to tithing, he will now say, yes, but you know tithing. See, it is the love of money. My dear brothers, churches today are selling cars. They are trying to make cars and sell. I'm telling you, this thing is blinding. They started right. Balaam started right. It's so easy for men's heart to depart after money. Many brethren are compromised. They were good brethren. They started right in Christ. But the demand for life, to pay school fees and all of those things, which they also didn't sit down to count cost as they were just have some people were even having children carelessly. Now they have to steal in the office. They have to compromise. Somebody will say he's a Christian. When you say lead us in prayer, he will blow tongues and scatter the whole place. That same person, they will give them money to execute a project. What he's thinking of is how to corner some into his pocket. They have received. They have printed receipt. Government workers have now become businessmen. They now print receipt to cover all kinds of things. Brethren, be very careful. It's so easy for your heart to go after money. It's very easy for you to put confidence in money, for you to miss it. Did you know that this money was the same money that we were also given in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10? He said, because of the loss of money, many have also departed. You see, departed. Money is making many people shift from Jesus today. Many sisters who were on fire for the Lord, who kept themselves, today they are sleeping about. Why? Because of money. Because of money. They are doing all kinds of things today because of money. They don't want to hear any sound doctrine. That's why they are rushing after preachers who will never say anything about sin. That's why they are so excited when anybody is telling them, don't worry, even if you are sinned, there is no problem. You are saved. Continue to enjoy your sin. There's no problem. That's it, brethren. Did you know that Balaam was destroyed? He was destroyed along with those nations that God wanted to destroy. Can you imagine? The prophet of God destroyed along with the enemies of God. I want to warn, because I know and I perceive that many of you are already like Balaam today. If you are one of such, God is reaching out today by mercy and is asking you to repent. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.